Telexone Builders.
Hey, is Greg in by chance?
No, he's not in. Can I take a message?
Yeah, do you know when he might be getting back into the office today, or is he just kind of in and out throughout the day?
He's kind of in and out throughout the day, mostly out, but sometimes in.
I gotcha. You actually might be able to help me out then. Is there anyone else around the office that that might help him out with the financials, like a controller or an office manager?
Speaking.
Perfect. I'm actually calling to follow up on an offer that we had sent you guys here. It's looking like it was about two and a half weeks ago now. It was based off some prior financing you had done with the Comerica Bank back in 2012. Is any of that ringing a bell?
With what bank?
Comerica Bank, Texas.
No.
What I have the UCC filing as. It was based off some good lending history that you had, as well as your DNB credit profile. The offer we had sent was actually a pre-approval for some equipment financing and working capital for right around $250K. I just wanted to touch base and kind of see where the business was at, see if you were maybe looking to bring on any new equipment or some additional capital for some projects you might have coming up.
At this point, I don't think so.
Business is good for you right now?
Yes.
Is there usually a time in the year when you look to bring that kind of stuff on, or is it just kind of on a need basis?
Need basis. We generally don't do the large equipment. I mean, you know, our tools are generally, we're not doing the large equipment, forklifts and things like that. So
yeah, on the capital side, I mean, are you guys getting paid out on like a net 30 or a net 60 or anything like that, or is it all up front with you guys?
Generally net 10.
Net 10. Okay, yeah, that's not that bad at all then. Okay, well, I mean, it sounds like business is going well for you. I mean, do you mind if I maybe just check in once a quarter here just to see how things are going with you? I mean, if anything does come up, we definitely have some programs here that could probably help you out.
Right. Yeah, I don't possibly. There's only one situation that I'm aware of that we are considering that we might utilize some other financing, whether we would look outside our local banking relationship, I'm not sure.
What kind of situation is that?
It's just a piece of equipment we're considering that is larger than our norm, but we really may not go that route at all. We're just evaluating for a certain project. So I guess, you know, what I could do is...
Do you maybe have an email or something like that?
You didn't send us an email previously?
No, it was direct mail that we had sent you. It may not hit your box. We could have had the wrong PO or just got mishandled in the shipping process. But if you are looking to purchase an equipment here, I mean, equipment financing is definitely kind of our bread and butter here. The application process itself is actually fairly easy. We're usually able to get you an answer here within about 24 hours once we get the little paperwork that we do need. It might be good information just for you guys to have in the back pocket for when you do go to look to purchase for this equipment, whether you decide to go through with us or you use your local bank that you're with right now. But it might be a good secondary source for you guys to have just in the back pocket.
Right. Well, what I would like to do is just, you know, take your contact information. We're certainly not at the point of wanting to go through any application process, even to see, you know, qualification, et cetera.
Yeah. Okay.
It's way too early. But I could take your name and your company and some contact info.
Yeah, that's fine. My name is Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R, and I'm calling with Cardiff. It's spelled C-A-R. D-I-F-F, as in Frank Frank. And my direct dial is 858-252-1496.
Okay. Well, I've got that down, and for financing for equipment, which is really all we would even potentially, otherwise we don't require outside.
It sounds like your cash flow is great. The longest you're waiting for is 10 days to get paid. So yeah, the capital isn't really sounding like it's going to be appealing to the business. Definitely the equipment might be. more to your liking. But like I said, with those offers too, if you do decide to apply down the road, the offer's good for 60 days. So there's no pressure to take the deal right then and there. And if it doesn't make sense for the business, by all means, go along and use your local bank too, if that makes sense. But it's always good to just kind of know what else is out there for you. We do have a match or beat policy as well. So if your local bank is offering you something, you could send that in and we could get that to the underwriters department and kind of see where we can work with that. But when were you maybe looking to do this? Maybe is this towards
actually
like the end of the year or early
while.
Next?
Yeah, more end of the year probably or the beginning
okay.
of the year. You know,
okay.
really a little ways out.
I got you. And well, yeah, you have my information there. And like I said, if anything comes up in the meantime, you have any questions or anything does come up, feel free to give me a call. Otherwise, I'll maybe just check in here closer towards the end of the year and just see where you guys are at with that piece of equipment and the business as a whole. And maybe we can help you guys out.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds fine. Like I said, we've never used outside financing unless it's for a specific, you know,
mm-hmm.
occasional project, which is not in the works. So,
I got you.
Yeah, all of our work is custom, and we do manage our cash flow pretty tightly. So,
well, good. That's exactly who we like to align ourselves with. So,
all right. Well, very good. Well, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you in 6 or 7 months, perhaps.
Sounds good.
All right. Okay. Have
Bye.
A good day. Bye-bye.